Welcome to the Latika Vimes Show, a work and life balance podcast for working moms who want to lead and grow in their careers. In this podcast, you will gain tips and inspiration to help you navigate and thrive as you balance and manage your life, marriage, career, and your faith. I am your host, Latika Vines, a working mom of four, a wife, and just like you, a career-driven working mom. It is my goal that myself and all empowering guests that join us will share and explore our life lessons and give you the immediate steps you can take to navigate and thrive in your career and life so you can build opportunities for your self-success. Subscribe to this podcast so you're notified of each episode that airs. Welcome to Latika Vine Show. Hey, working mom, welcome to this episode of Latika Vine's Show. I am so grateful that you are here for another episode. It is just such a pleasure, such a blessing to be with you again this week. You know, we have been on the series of the whole working mom, where we talk about everything that the working mom goes through. And today, this week, I want to share some tips, some tools that you can use, that I personally use, to organize your home and family schedule. Now, let me tell you, I often get comments of, you know, how do you remain so organized? Or what is it that you and your family do? You know, because you have four kids and you're taking them here and there. And my simple thing is I have to keep organized. And so that is something that I teach the working moms that I coach, that it's important for you to be organized. And I'm not talking about you got to have bins for every single thing in your house. I'm not talking about organizing in that way. What I mean is making sure that whatever your family needs, you're able to flow. You're able to stay on top of it without things falling through the crack. And this has been helpful for me for the last couple of years, especially during COVID. It has been so helpful. But it's important for you to take the tips and really just evaluate, you know, what is good for you, what's not good for your family, what you can include. And some of the things that I'm going to share, you've heard me say already, if you've been listening to this podcast for the last 3.5 years now. But it's important for you to know that to be an empowered working mom, to be a working mom that has the strength, has the courage, has the commitment, is faithful in this walk, you have to be organized. You have to make sure that your home and your family, they're organized. And that's the only way that you're outside of God. That's the only way you're going to be able to do the things that you have to do for your family and for yourself. So the first thing is a Google Calendar. Yes, a Google Calendar. It's free. It's a Google Calendar. And the best thing about the Google Calendar is that all you need to do, because we all have Google, the Google app on our phones, we all have an opportunity to go to google.com and sign up for a free email address. So I encourage you to get an email address. If you don't have one already, get a Google email address, a Gmail one, and have it for your family. So we have in our household, we have a email address that is simply for our family. And this allows us to know what's happening, period. So all of these school messages, so we have kids in two different schools. So, you know, what the school messages are, early dismissal, you know, anything that's happening at the school, they all go to this family email, church, you name it. Anything that involves the family goes into this email address. So we have the Google account, this Gmail address. And what I did is I put it on all of our phones. So the kids that have cell phones, it's on their cell phones. And then my husband and I have it on our cell phones. And if you have a device, I'm not going to say the name out loud because I don't want it to interrupt this recording. But if you have a device that sits in your house, or a couple of them that sits in your house, and you ask this particular device the question or a question, it will answer you. It will respond and give you the answer that you're looking for. So if you have that device, one of the things that we have the shows. We have a couple different versions of the shows. And with that, it allows the, because again, we all know that this particular device has to be set up through an email address. And so it is set up through our home, our family email address. And so anytime there's something coming up, guess what? It's on our calendar and it pops up on these shows. I'll get into that a little bit more later. So we have the Google account, and on the Google account, you have the calendar. And so with the calendar, and mind you, this is all free. This is all free. The only thing that you would have to worry about is if you have a lot of emails coming through, and then the storage space gets limited over years. I will tell you my personal email address. I've had that email probably for the last, I don't know. Wow. It's been a while. I want to say I've probably had that email for 16 years, going on 16 years now. Yeah, with Google. So now it's coming to the point where I need to buy cloud storage, and I'm not doing that because I don't need that for that particular email. But all I'm saying is, if you do have a lot of emails coming through this account, your home family account, just make sure that you stay on top of it, because if you do get a lot over time, you will have to pay for the extra cloud storage. So you have the Google Calendar, and so as things come up, and, you know, we all, if your kids are in school, public or private, you will receive a calendar. Now, I know for our county, we receive the hard copy of the calendar the entire school year. And so we have that, and I can plug in dates onto our home calendar so that everyone is aware of what is happening, what early dismissals there are, if there's any breaks, half days, important concerts. My kids are in music, so any concerts that I can pre-plan. And even in the private school, they do give you a calendar. I know with our private school, they send it to us via email, so I'm able to download it and then take the dates and put it into my Google Calendar. So that is something that you can do, is have it in your calendar, and then everybody has access to it. And with me including this Google email account on everybody's phones and all of the devices that we have in the house, everyone is alerted to when something is happening or when it's about to happen. So all of my kids know, okay, This particular one has rehearsal today. This one has drama club. This one has a concert in the evening. Daddy has a doctor's appointment. Everything is included in this calendar. So everybody is aware, even though those kids don't drive yet, everybody is aware of what we are doing as a family, what it involves. You know, maybe daddy has to go into the office one day, mommy has to go into the office. All of that is on the calendar so that everybody is aware of what is happening. There's no guessing. Everybody can have the opportunity to look on their phone and see at the calendar what is happening for the day, for the week, for the month. And that is something that has been beneficial for us to really make life smoothly throughout the week, because we know what is happening. My husband knows what's happening, and we can from there decide, okay, on this particular day, I have a late meeting. So can you go get so-and-so from school, because they're coming off school late, and then I'll go get the other kids because they get out on time, something like that. But everybody is aware of what is happening. The second is a kitchen command center. Now, I brought this up in, I want to say last season, that having a kitchen command center has been beneficial for me. It's been life changing. And basically what that is there's a wall in my kitchen that has a board. And this board has the school calendar. It had, well, both school calendar, both schools, their calendar. We have the notices about schedules for the day for a couple of the kids, because they do have a lot. Like one of my fifth graders, she has different things that she's doing throughout the day. And so that calendar is on this particular board. We also have our family emergency number, so mommy's number, daddy's number, and then a neighbor's number, and then the closest relative, their number, and of course the grandparents' number. So just in case something were to happen in the case of emergency, they have the numbers right there. It has our address, our home phone number, all the good stuff, Wi-Fi, just so everybody, all my kids know everything. And I don't know, you tell me, with multiple kids, do you have to repeat yourself? Because I feel like I'm repeating myself all the time, and there's no need for me to repeat myself. No need. But it's important for everybody to know what's happening, what's going on. We can't be the keeper of information. We can't be the keeper of all. And so we have to, you know, one thing about being an empowered working mom is that you have to empower others to do the things that they need to do to grow, to mature, to gain wisdom. And we can't do that if we are the keeper of everything. And so you have to allow, you have to give yourself the freedom. You have to give yourself the liberation to say, okay, I'm going to empower you to make these choices. And it's okay to do that. It's actually necessary to do that. So we have that on the board. And we also have, you know, other numbers that are needed. We have that on the board as well. So this board is pretty packed with different papers that I put into protective sheets so nothing happens to them. But this is very important in our command center. And then we also have that show I was telling you about, but we have the upgraded generation, if you will. And so with this upgraded generation, it is a long show. It's not the short one that you put on your desktop. It's a long show, horizontally or vertically. And so we have the calendar pop up on this. And so even though we have the school calendar on this board, right next or right underneath the board is the show that gives you real-time calendar. What is happening for today? Who has what activity for the day? Even though it is put on the calendar, the actual physical calendar. And I do this every month. I do go through the physical calendar and I put down church. I put down Bible study. I put down payday. What activities are happening, school concerts, parent-teacher meetings. I put all of that on the physical calendar. And then I also put it onto the Google calendar because this allows everyone, no matter where you are, to know what is happening for the day. You could easily pull out your phone and you know what is happening for the day. But that Kitchen Command Center has all that information on there. So if there's ever a question, any one of my kids, my husband, they can go to this Kitchen Command Center and say, okay, what's happening for today? Who has what activity today? The specials, you know, the kids have specials that are different every day. So who has what? So now I know how to dress them or how they need to pick out their clothes for the day. So maybe Monday is gym day. And so instead of wearing something cute on Monday, they wear it on Tuesday because they have music. You know, so it's so helpful to have this Kitchen Command Center because now everybody is made aware of what they're doing throughout the day, what I'm doing throughout the day. And I'm not the keeper of information. And that's, I think for me, that was empowering for me because now I get to empower you to make choices on your own because you have the information. And that is part of growth. That is part of maturity. That's part of gaining wisdom. Because if I'm the keeper of the information, if you're always coming to me as a child or a husband for information, then I'm not giving you liberation. I'm not giving you freedom. I'm not giving you growth. I'm keeping you stagnant. And so it's important for us as moms to give our family the power to make decisions on their own. Whether they're right or wrong, we have to give them the power to do so. We cannot be the keeper of information. The third is a planner. Yes, after all that, I still plan. I have a hard copy planner that I carry with me. I lie to you not. I write everything down that needs to get done. You know, podcast recording, scheduling podcasts, meetings. You know, I am in the DEIA realm slash training, or I should say in addition to training. And so there are things that I have to do throughout the day. And I got to write those things down on my planner. Also, 2-hour early dismissals. We had, you know, a few recently coming back from the winter break, from Christmas break. There's a lot. So I write everything down, everything that I need to get done for the week, priorities, and it could be anything. It could be I have to do mandatory training. So that's on my list for the week. There's things as far as respondents' emails. You know, there's some emails that I have left unread because I need to come back to it later. That's on my planner of things to do. Cleaning bathrooms. That's on my planner. What day am I going to clean the bathroom? Maybe during my lunch break, you know, when I'm home. What days do I need to go into the office? You know, that is on my planner. But I write down, and if you have not heard this before, I have a productivity week or a planning session every week. And in this time, that's when I pull out my planner. That's when I look at my calendar and I am planning out the week. What are the priorities? What are things that we can hold off until next week? What's something that I can do this week that will help save me time for next week? And so I do all of that once a week. The days shift. I'm realizing that Sundays are probably the best days because it's kind of slow on Sundays as far as a resting day. So, you know, we go to church, I make dinner for the week. So it's kind of a a slow resting day for me. But I also find that Fridays are more so like my administrative day, so I can get a lot of admin work done just everything, responding to emails, making phone calls, making those doctor's appointments, you know, and thankfully now we can make doctor's appointments online. So Fridays can be my administrative day. So I've kind of plugged in some of that productivity hour in on Fridays. But the point is that I take time every week to look at what are the priorities. And then I look at last week's priorities. What did I miss? What do I need to tag on to this week? What can I push over to next week? But it allows me to plan properly and be realistic. You know, if you've heard of the SMART method, the acronym is specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. Really using that method when you're planning. You know, what is it that you're trying to achieve here? You know, what's the impact that it's going to make? And how do you know it's going to be done? For me, when I am complete, when I've completed a task on my planner, I check it off. I check it off. If I have not completed it for the day, I cross it out and I put it in for the next day. So I know that this is added. But that's something that I use my method in measuring my success. And is it actually attainable? Is this something that I can really do this week? Do I have the capacity? Do I have the bandwidth? Do I really have the energy to do this? Is this something I really want to do? Can somebody else do this for me? So I have to really ask myself this. And is it relevant? Is it relevant to what I need to get done or what my family needs? And then time. What day? I really go through the day, you know, and I have several calendars, as you know. I have the work calendar, I have my personal calendar, I have the family calendar. And so I'm constantly comparing, okay, what needs to get done? What am I doing? You know, for the podcast, what themes are we working on? And what are the topics and who are the guests? And, you know, there's a lot of things that I have to put on the planner so that I know what I am doing, because clarity brings focus. Clarity brings progress. Clarity brings less distractions. Again, that focus. Clarity brings commitment. When you have all of those things, you are more dedicated to getting the work done. And when I say all the things, when you have that clarity, when you have the focus, when you have the progress, do you know how proud of yourself you're going to be when you're able to check things off and say, yes, I did that. And I don't have to carry it on to next week. You're going to be so proud of yourself. So I encourage you to, whether it's a Google Calendar, whether it's your kitchen command center, whether it's your hard copy planner, that you evaluate what your family needs so that they can use those items to be more organized so you can be more organized. You know what your priorities are and you can be more focused, and you won't feel as though you have so many things to do when you don't have the time. Because we have the time, it's just that some things are not a priority. And so because this is not a priority, we should not be focusing on them right in this moment. Maybe we can focus on them next week, but in this moment, it's not a priority. So I encourage you to evaluate what your family needs and what you can use to be more organized at home and for your family. Well, thanks for joining us for this episode of Latika Vine Show, and I look forward to talking with you in the next. Hey, working mom, thank you so much for listening to today's
episode. I hope, I pray that this episode was such a blessing to you. Please bless us by rating this episode and sharing how it's helped you to manage, to balance your marriage, your life, your career, and your faith. Thank you so much for joining us on The Latika Vine Show, and I can't wait for you to listen to the next episode. God bless you.